From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. It's been a while. We'll call this one season two.
We're back, man. We're back. It's been
about
8 months.
8 months? I thought it was a year.
No. It's been 8 months, I'm sure. We had a little comeback.
No, we did for like a month.
Not even a month. I'd say less than a month. But hold on, let me tell you how long it's been. No, it's been 9 months.
So we're calling this season
I'll
two.
I'll tell you what, someone has been, there's children that have been conceived and had during the time that we've taken a break. So we're sorry about that. But the reason that we're back is because we just can't ignore it no more.
I stand on. People actually come up to me all the time and want the podcast back.
I feel like I'm losing my identity. They don't talk about anything else.
When they stop you, that's what they talk about.
What they talk about is podcast. They'd be like, oh, why don't you do that podcast no more, Johnny? I'm like, bruv.
Laziness.
I'm doing other things. Like,
No, it is. We say this every time. The reason why we stopped is purely because the distance and just being.
Yeah, do you know what? Coming here.
Not gonna lie.
Coming here is long. And we got Sly's burnout a little bit.
What do you mean?
We got burnout from doing it a little bit.
Yeah. It used to be the same stuff.
Like, we used to talk about the same stuff, whatever not. So then it was like, okay.
We've got a plan this time. We've got a plan.
Guys.
We've got some sick guests that are going to come on.
Good
whether
guess.
That's YouTube guests, celebrity guests, or different kind of guests, which just will make the episode better.
Different kinds of guests, bit of structure. But you know what? We thought this episode, we're going to dedicate it more towards the people.
What's been going on and
yeah,
us and what's going on that we've missed in the past nine months. Someone could have got knocked up. You know what I mean? And if you're having that kid now, tune in.
If you watch this podcast and you've had a child in the time that we've last uploaded, let us know.
Let
us know the kid's name and sit down and watch an episode.
Is it Michael or Johnny?
Were we conceived? Was the child conceived whilst you're watching the last episode of the Good Enough Podcast?
What, was she getting it blown out while she's watching?
Yeah,
it?
While she's watching me and you.
And then she's in the hospital and now she's giving birth. This is the episode.
This is the episode.
It's the episode. Good luck to you, darling.
But yeah, no, we couldn't ignore it, man. I think we were just busy as well, both of us. But we're not traveling no more.
No.
We're not traveling.
No, I'm inside.
I'm chilling, especially with everything that's going on at the moment. I think I'm chilling in the UK
that's
for a
fucked,
bit.
Bruv.
I'm chilling in the UK. Yeah, no, things are going on that are obviously terrible right now. But we'll recap on that. We're going to lead with just things that we've missed over the last 9 months that I'd say
are substantial,
are pretty significant in the world.
First one I think we've got to talk about is obviously the fact that Anthony Joshua lost two of his best mates in a car crash.
Yeah, and genuinely, I feel like the whole, I don't know about the world, innit, but the country definitely felt that one. Like, guy's prime, man. He's like...
Have you seen the video?
I saw the video.
Fuck.
Accidentally as well.
Do you know what's so far? Was he in the back of a cab?
He had a personal
driver. I don't
want to
talk on something too much that I don't know much about, but I know I've seen the video.
He had a personal driver, Nigerian brother, he was hired as his driver, who, by the way, didn't have a license.
Yeah, but what does that make a difference?
Why would he, big man like him,
if he's a certified driver?
No point talking about crying over spilt milk, but like, yeah. Obviously, the way that they drive there is actually mental.
I think it's fucked, yeah. Do you know what I thought about that situation? It's kind of a similar situation to Cadet.
Oh my God.
In the sense of,
oh, so
you
mad.
Don't have like seeing them people that drive and that some of my pals do, obviously not grassing no one up, but some of my pals do when they're driving and they will put their seatbelt behind them. It's even got to the point where one of my mates has got the seatbelt plug thing that you can buy off Amazon and just plug it in.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
No need.
If you crash your brown bread.
Brown
and
bread.
And it's like,
straight through the windscreen.
That when you're driving and you're choosing not to wear your seatbelt, it's like you're choosing to have that. You are basically driving with the risk of, you know, that if you crash, you're most likely going to die or be fatal.
Through the windscreen.
But it's like, in regards to Aunt Joshua, in regards to how Cadet died, that is so out of your hands. You're in a passenger seat of basically a chauffeur or a cab and boom.
Yeah.
Mental, brother. Like, you have no say in that whatsoever.
No. It's not as, no say whatsoever, bro. I was so mad because I was genuinely thinking about CADs today and I was thinking, I'm going off topic. But you know how mad it is that I don't think I'd be here now if it weren't for Cadet.
I was saying this on the drive up.
Bro, I was thinking about it this morning as I was getting ready to come to the podcast. And I was like, right.
That's how I know you.
That's how you know me.
I know. Did they know this? Maybe tell him, give him a little anecdote.
I can tell you the whole story if you want, but like, I'll try to make it quick.
Your memory's better than mine.
Like, from my point of view, this is before we met. So like, just before we met, I had an operation. Yeah, I know that's, really? Mine's here, is poking me as well. I had an operation on my stomach, yeah?
Yeah.
An operation on my stomach. My stomach lining is made out of mesh, guys, like this metal mesh, yeah? It exploded. They had to just...
Was that your appendix?
Nah, my actual stomach lining.
Did I know about this?
It fell out. Fell out and I woke...
Just the anal prolapse?
Bro, I couldn't even... apparently it's just like a buildup of acidity in my body... Nah, joking. So the buildup of acidity in my body, and one day I woke up and I looked 9 months pregnant, and then my mom was like, "Oh my god!" So then, my stomach line is made out of metal mesh now, yeah. And I've gone home. I'm recovering for time, blah blah blah. Cadet had a shoot all the way in Essex, and I think he reached out to me to say, "Yo, can you come to the shoot? I need extras and everyone's flopped on me on the day. Can you bring people?" And I've gone, brother, I'm in bed. Like, I'm bed bound. I've just recovered, like, just kind of recovering from this operation, whatever not. And he's like, "Oh yeah, no worries. So now I'm laying in bed thinking, oh, like, I really want to go for him. You know what I mean? Like, I really want to do it. Show up for him. Because at this point, he hasn't blown yet.
No, he wasn't blown at all.
He wasn't blown at all.
Really?
Literally, at all.
He'd done that one link up, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just thought, do you know what? I'm just going to firm it, you know? And I called up everyone I could and got as many people to that shoot as possible, right? And it went well for him, everything. I don't think this video even ended up coming out, but they were making him fly in that in the video. It was sick. And in the cabin after the shoot, he was like to me, "Bro, anything I can do for you? I got you on a favor." Like, he's got IOU.
See, I thought it was, I didn't know that's how you knew him.
Yeah.
I thought it was through Raz.
Yeah, it was. I think that's how I thought it was.
He was his manager at one point.
He was his manager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then he became his photographer. So like, the first time I met him was through Raz. And then from there, this happened. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This ended up
happening.
That's
when I met you though, innit? On that Nico shoot.
Right. Yeah. So then after I'd done that shoot for him, I spoke to Nico on Twitter, and Nico was like to me, "If you could get Cadet for me in a video, that would be nuts." So that's when my IOU came out, and I said, "Cads,
wheel it in. I need you.
Like, because, bro, that's going to help me and that, whatever not. I need you."
That's got to be like, what, like 8 years ago?
Yeah, probably like seven, like,
what was the
seven
video?
Years ago.
Something like
how to become a rapper.
Something like that, yeah. Go watch that on Nico's
channel.
Yeah,
if you go on Nico's channel and search becoming a grime MC rapper or something like that, very long time ago.
Like in the skit days,
yeah. You'll see me, Nico, Johnny, Cadet in a video. And that was the first day that I had met you.
Yeah,
literally.
Was.
That was the very first day I met Johnny and it's captured on camera. So if you want to see, go and watch that video. But yeah, real stuff. And that's where my IOU came out. And that's how I met the boys. After that, I went to Nando's. I met Kenny for the first time. I think maybe like a couple of days later, I met Chunk, Sharky and AJ. Like genuinely, everything stemmed.
You just come in and just leached.
Just leached on everyone. It's so mad.
Let me get this IOU.
Yeah, let me.
let me reel this in.
No, but it's
not
like,
right now.
It was the best play
that
you can possibly use for an IOU, bro.
100%.
Because, like, bro, when I was doing, I was an IT engineer, bro.
I know.
I was an IT engineer working in Liverpool Street, Monday to Friday, suit and tie. Cadet comes in with an IOU, and it's like, slowly things like...
I know, you're here, mate.
It shifted,
talking
bro.
Shit in a mic.
Now I'm just chatting shit to a microphone. You're not listening to it. Big up. Yeah.
But, and singing shit into the
and
microphone.
And singing
as
shit
well.
Into... But yeah.
Rest in peace,
rest
man.
In peace, Cads. Like, genuinely, that all of that came from Cadet, which is mad. But yeah, going back to the topic. Yeah, it's completely out of your hands, man. It's actually mad. But if I want to pull the facts out, he was sitting in the seat that his two best brethren, he was sitting in one of them seats beforehand, and he ended up swapping before the car took off. If he was still sitting in that seat and everything transpired the way it transpired, it would have been him that was gone.
Mental. But I mean, still.
It's still dark.
Two people are still it's dying. People, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Apparently he's meant to fight in July.
Right, I don't know.
That would fuck me up.
I don't know.
That, how could you fight?
I feel like people deal with stuff differently, number one. And number two, his boys were part of his, you know what I mean? His whole situation. I feel like he's going to have mad survivor's guilt from this whole thing for the rest of his life, pretty much. And it's just more a thing of like, okay, what do I do with my time here now? I'm still on the planet. Like, they're gone. What would they have wanted me to do? Probably carry on. That could have, this could be his outlet. Because if he thought to himself, oh, I'm just going to sit down and not do the fighting thing anymore. Maybe he feels like that's going to let the guilt grow. And I reckon that they probably had plans to keep going and keep going. So he's probably doing it for that reason, like living through them, like letting them live on.
He might even training might even get out of his head. See, when you're locked in and you're in the flow
state.
And
you're in
state,
a different, yeah, exactly. It's mad, brother. It's mad. I genuinely feel so sorry for the country felt that one. I remember talking with Kenny, like Kenny felt it massively.
Really? He's trained with him now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he felt it massively. And like, bro, we were on the phone speaking about it for a minute, and it was almost like, bro, we're grown ass men, but it felt like we wanted to cry.
Really?
Because he lost
his two best mates. In another country.
Yeah, bro. You can genuinely just imagine.
And he's got so much pressure as well because of the boxing stuff.
Bro. And the thing is, to come off that high that he just came off of, like the Jake Paul fight, that was like obviously AJ's been having some sort of like, you know, he's been having fluctuation like in terms of in boxing.
It kind of looked like in that Jake Paul fight, though, it kind of looked like in the press conference and all stuff like that, it looked like mentally he's in a better place than what he was when he was last fighting, especially when he's fighting Usyk.
Facts.
But he didn't look there between the eyes.
He looked like
he was going to lose before he even went into the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
That's facts. The way I saw it. He's facts. In his head.
Facts.
And when he got all emotional as well, said that basically how he shouldn't have lost and all that shit.
Yeah. So he did look a little more switched on, and then this came and just it swept him off his feet, bro. I feel bad. It's going to take a long time for him to be somewhat, you know.
I think the world's just fucked in a minute.
What was bad,
the world
bro?
Is fucked in a minute.
That is one of the... That
Even
is...
fucking the one of the most safest places in the world, quotation mark, Dubai is being bombed.
Oh, brother.
I'm getting sent videos from my pals that live in Dubai of the Palm.
Same.
Blowing up. Well, like the missile was dropping, bro. You can see the missile drop, bruv.
I know, bro.
And all the airports are closed.
That's where they bombed one of the terminals.
I thought they bombed the hospital. We're probably waffling, making shit up.
I had a terminal, bro. I'm not there, so I can't confirm.
Yeah,
no,
neither.
But
the airports are closed, or the airspace is closed.
I do have it like, okay, so this is a message from one.
Imagine going on a holiday.
It's so mad. One of my boys just messaged me, and he's gone, because I said, my bro, how are you? He said, I'm good, bro. Just in Dubai dodging bombs. How are you? Oh, mate. One of my other friends messaged me last night saying that they got evacuated from where they're staying, and they're 3 hours away. And they tried to, they tried to fly to their family in Oman for safety, but they bombed Terminal 3.
Oh my days.
So yeah, probably.
It's Iran bombing American bases, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what it was, isn't it?
That is what it is. But like, do you know what? I feel like, look, I've got things here. that I can give some actual notes on.
Go on. Yeah. Speak some facts, because you know we're going to get ridiculed on TikTok. People want to go, these don't have a clue what they're talking
about. You're going
to have to. I might even chuck a little sign in there that's not true.
Genuinely, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Like the other day.
Watching people get triggered.
Do you remember the knife clip? When you said, why do we have the pointy bit at the end of
knives?
Yeah,
that went viral.
It went viral.
It's facts though. It's facts though. Is that not facts?
Yeah.
What is the pointy bit used for on a knife? It should be just rounded with a sharp bit there.
It's true.
So if I'm trying to run someone down, obviously I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't be.
If I was chasing someone with a knife, if I have to chop them instead of stabbing them, like 90% fatality.
Yeah, yeah. So that one went nuts, and people just thought that we were mad stupid. But genuinely, I've done some research. We don't have to have the pointy bit. We actually don't have to have it.
Of course you don't. It's just for gutting fish, isn't
it? Yeah, it's for scoring and gutting. We don't actually have to have it.
We don't need that, do we?
We don't need it. We don't need it. But yeah, we'll try to do another clip like that where people think that we're mad stupid.
You see,
go on.
See in Dubai, the Palm got bombed.
Are we doing it?
All right, five locks is in flames right now.
Let's do it. Yeah, yeah. Apparently, the whole beach, bro. Did you? The big black
bro. The fucking JBR beach is
whole thing. Whole thing.
Have you seen? It's all volcanic ash.
200 people confirmed dead.
I know, mad.
I think that's mental, bro.
Four people I know died.
Apparently,
though.
The troops are actually on the ground now as we speak.
Swear.
Open fire, bro.
No way.
Yeah, mad terrorist attacks. Everything.
Do you reckon like Paul's are still on at five and that?
I reckon so.
Yeah, probably.
I might go, I think people be still going Feb 30.
Yeah,
definitely. Like
paying 60 quid for a cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah.
I still would.
I mean? And if it goes left, they just run. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? I think people would be all right. But
the thing is, I actually should clip that just to get people annoyed.
I'm telling you. If we done all right, that
if
now,
you see this on TikTok and you've watched the actual full episode, comment something fucking stupid agreeing with us, please.
Yeah, yeah, please. Agree and just be like, nah, but it's confirmed. Like, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love TikTok clips. Anyway, look, I'll actually give you the real facts, genuinely. Right. So the reason for this attack, if you didn't know, okay, is to stop the development of nuclear weapons in Iran. Yeah? That's why
America attacked
America
Iran.
And Israel are like, yo, we need to ride, right? Because based off intelligence... Not facts, they ain't seen it, but based off intelligence, Iran are closing in on having some big boy nukes, right? We don't like that. Well, say that we don't like that. They don't like that. Let's not say we. Sorry. Right?
What has that got to do with Qatar and Dubai though?
Well, that's the thing.
Iran,
there are
Qatar
military Dubai, base, US military bases in
yeah,
the Middle
yeah,
East, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got Dubai, a bit of Abu Dhabi, Qatar, right? And so they got to hit up the bases as to where it obviously weakens.
They done a hospital as well, didn't they?
Yeah. I see that. That's true. They done a hospital. So that is actually why. So you've got on one end of the spectrum, you've got US and Israel saying, "Yo, you lot are getting too close to developing the nukes, right? Some serious firepower, which is obviously a threat to them." Iran are basically just acting, they're acting out of defense, right? So both sides right now are claiming self-defense.
Of course.
Yeah? As it stands right now, the Iranian supreme leader, I'm not going to butcher his name. Not going to say
it. Give
it a go. I genuinely left it out just because I didn't want to butcher it. I tried to pronounce it on the train. Couldn't do it.
Let me see it.
I left it out.
Let me see. Oh, you don't actually know it?
Yeah, I left it out. I didn't even... Do you want me to join?
Nah, I reckon you should butcher it. I reckon you got it.
Okay. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Dad, you didn't butcher that. That sounds like, let me see it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you didn't butcher that. I don't think. Right, let me know if he's wrong or not.
Well,
I ain't going to give it a go though.
Ayatollah, he's gone. Unfortunately.
Well, what, he's brown bread?
He's brown bread.
Is he?
Right, really.
But I see something that, I mean, obviously this is all just brain rot, isn't it? So I don't know how factual it is. But I see something, Iran are happy that he's been killed.
I feel like some people, I think it's divided. You're like, that one there, very technical. I feel like if you're Iranian or you know about it to a certain extent, you should definitely comment underneath and be
let us know.
Okay, what's the news here? Because if you go online right now, you're going to see videos of people celebrating, and you're going to see videos of people in despair. But from what I know, obviously, you had my man, he was pretty much a dictator. He was in power for like 47 years. He came to Iran, where he brought in heavy, heavy versions of Sharia law into Iran, which kind of like really flipped the script for them. And it just became a bit OTT, which is why you're going to have some people that are like, finally. And then you're going to have other people that are kind of for it, that are like, well, not, well, you know, it weren't too bad. So there's a divide here. I don't know. Boys and girls, please don't get onto me. I don't know, get onto either of us.
I feel like none of us are too educated to talk on the topic, but that's why this is the Good Enough podcast, not the good podcast.
Not the great podcast. It's all the great podcast.
It's good enough.
So
before you moan that we're talking shit, it's like, well,
do you know what I mean? We need you lot to fill in the blanks. Basically, you lot are pretty much, just imagine you're here with us and you chime in and go, nah, Johnny, it ain't that. It's this instead. Put that in. Just
speaking of filling in the blanks, should we...
No. I haven't finished.
No, you don't play that game?
Not yet. Not yet. So look, let me not give you like another little overview, another little oversight, yeah? I seen people, Keir Starmer came on the other day, basically.
Came on where?
He got in front of the camera.
Got on the pod?
No, he didn't get on the pod.
Fuck him, he ain't getting on the pod.
He ain't getting on the pod.
Fuck him.
But no, we don't like him. Just wet. Word. But people, Keir Starmer came on pretty much saying, yeah, UK is providing intelligence and allowing the bases to be used to help its allies, yeah? So we're helping out, US, we're helping out Israel. People have pretty much been like, oh, now the UK is getting involved, I'm scared, blah, 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 right? So for clips purposes, I'm going to provide you with a hypothetical situation.
Okay, go on.
Right? A hypothetical situation if the UK was to actually get involved.
Oh, fuck that, I'd be gone.
I don't know if you'd be able to in time.
So if you got, what's the word, inscripted, is that what it's called?
To what?
When you get, you have to go for it.
Oh, drafted.
Drafted. It's scripted, innit?
Whatever it is.
Drafted. Well, it's something like that, innit?
You can see it. Conscripted.
That's the one. That's what I said.
Conscripted.
Something with a mic.
Better help there. Yeah, that's it. Oh, bloody fig.
But yeah, if you fucking, if we went to war and then they said, cool, you got to go on the front line. Are you fighting?
No.
No way. And before you... like think, oh well, someone's got to fight for their country. What are you fighting for? You're fighting for people that are above you. But it should be like back in the day when if we went to war or battle, the king goes first.
Yeah.
So fucking go on, Keir Starmer, you sure I said it's done, mate.
Do you know what? It's so mad. You're gonna have the people say, oh guys, men used to go to war. Now they make podcasts.
Yeah, word. Now they make podcasts and
listen,
fucking talking shit.
Listen.
Rather than paying 40% tax and then having to go on the front line and die and then think, what did I die for?
Yeah,
And then it doesn't get resolved anyway, innit? The aggressor never wins. The aggressor never wins. Do you think there'll be a World War III? Genuinely.
Yeah.
It is looking like...
Bro, it's been bubbling.
It's bubbling.
It's bubbling.
It actually is.
It's marinating. Honestly, I do think there'll be a World War III. But...
what a lovely, lovely thing to actually believe. There'll be a World War III. When are we talking then? It's fucked.
Look at like, what's going on. Listen,
the whole world in general is actually...
No, look. Let me give you a scenario, yeah? The UK... can get involved if, I'll give you a couple scenarios. If Iran directly attacked British forces, bases, or territory, yeah? So we got a couple bases. We got a big one in Cyprus. We got a couple spread out. If Iran attacked our bases, that's now our point to go, all right, cool. Now we're acting out of self-defense. Get the boys up in the air. Like, you know, we're dropping bombs again. Right? But that's all up to my man, Keir Starmer, anything else. Like, if it's got to be discussed properly. Do you know what I mean? If they hit one base up and it's just like left a little scars.
Yeah, but I don't think he's really in charge though.
Nah, it's gonna be someone else.
He's not the same above him.
But that is one scenario that could actually get us involved.
Do you remember who was at that Cyprus army barracks?
Oh my God, that boy. He's probably on standby now.
He probably is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We basically wrong story short.
Oh my God.
Johnny had a super fan.
Yeah,
when he was in Cyprus one time.
Jesus Christ.
Years ago. And
you got stuck with him.
I got stuck with him.
He asked £20 for a cab.
He asked me for 20 quid. And he's like, I've got to get
him
back to the barracks.
Shining videos of him killing people and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just crying his eyes out, going, I'm going to be late back to the barracks. He's like, what time you got to be back? He said, like 5 a.m. And it was like half six in the morning. He's like, well, you're fucking him, mate.
He was already done.
Kept grabbing people and that, like headlocking them and that.
And then Johnny, do you remember when he was trying to talk to some girl?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to talk to some girl. And then he come up next to me because she's walked off and started speaking to someone else and gone, do you want me to lay him out, bro? Oh, fucking laying him out now.
Yeah, bro.
Like, mate, chill out.
He was actually genuinely a madman.
Yeah, he's a fucking nice boy.
Lovely geezer.
Just like one of the people where obviously he's in the army, he's like, doesn't realize when he's drunk, he's obviously a bit of a threat. When he's getting me in a headlock and that, like in a friendly way, I'm thinking, all right, mate, fucking
yeah,
hell,
yeah, it was heavy.
Steady on.
It was heavy.
And then, fucking, he was asking us for a score back. He wanted £20.
To get back home to, oh, bless him. Yeah. I hope he got back on time. You might be watching this video now thinking, fuck it, can't they? He was nice to us, but.
He's on the front line.
He's on the front line right now. So yeah, that could actually happen. We've actually got a massive base in Cyprus because we need it. Like that's close to, like one skip from Cyprus, you're in Syria and then you're crossing over to that territory, right? But another big scenario would be if NATO activate Article 5. Now I'll break it down for you.
Yeah.
NATO is made out of 32 countries.
Mm.
Yeah. Around 32 or 33, I don't know. But someone joined recently, so it might be more. But probably I would say 32. We're in that. And then you've got like the people around us, Portugal, these man here, whatever. America's also in it. North America, Canada. They're also in it. So what that would mean is this would be the closest thing to a world war, yeah? NATO is obviously such a big union or whatever you want to call it, or a big gang. If one NATO country gets hit, right, it's pretty much up to the rest of them to go, you can't do that.
To back it, yeah.
Yeah, big bros come
out.
That's how war starts. So if one of the countries got hit, they would now have a little discussion. Everyone would get around the table and be like, are we activating Article 5? Article 5 is basically every country ride out on the person that just hit one of the boys.
It's rare.
Yeah.
So I think that threat alone would stop stuff happening.
That's what makes people not want to flick the NATO switch. That's why it's never been flicked.
I wouldn't put it past Trump though.
Well, he's in it. He's in NATO. So like, luckily.
He don't give a fuck.
Luckily, unless it's friendly fire, we're fine.
What's your plan? Say for example, news tomorrow. World War III, da 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 da. Yeah,
nothing, bro. We sit here and see what the fuck happens.
I'm getting £1 million loan out and having fun. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna pay that back. I'll be brown bread in a couple of days.
I just feel
spunk
like,
it all.
Nah, bro. I don't even feel like people like.
I'll go get £1 million loan out, get a yacht, and just go in the middle of the ocean.
And just
stock up on canned food, innit?
And tigs.
Bear tuna.
And tigs. That's it. Nah, honestly, there'd actually be nothing we can do, bro.
Just fucked. No, you could go in the ocean though. If you went in the ocean, how you fucked? You're not fucked if it's just missiles. They're not going to aim for the middle of the ocean, are they, and see you?
Well, this is the thing. If it was a world war, I don't think anywhere would be safe. They fight on the sea. They do fight on the sea.
Yeah, of course, the Navy, yeah.
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 So we'd still be cooked.
But they're not just going to point out one little fucking super yacht that, well, to be fair, you ain't going to get a super yacht for an MIR. Maybe I'll take out a £10 million loan. Don't know how I'd get the credit to do that, but.
I don't think I'd be able to get a mil approved. I can't lie. Unless it starts to picking up.
The thing is, if we actually went to war as well, I feel like the whole social, mate, we haven't done this in so long. My brain is actually fried.
Yeah, same. Warming,
this is, this is, this is the second caffeine drink I've had today and I'm still, that's how I feel. Bear me, please, people. That's actually how I feel. But yeah, like, I feel like society would collapse just based on panic. Look, even with COVID, everyone fucking swarming to the shops.
Toilet roll, and pasta
over
and shit.
Fucking disease.
Yeah, but do you know, but let me tell you something about COVID, yeah, and why I think this thing. I got shagged, bro. We got shagged.
We did.
We got shagged for 2 years. Let me tell you something. Do you know what I was watching the other day? When I first heard about COVID, bro, it was on GMTV, bro. Good Morning TV and BBC.
Yeah, Good Morning Britain.
Yeah. Boys, I rewatched Boys and Girls and everything else. I rewatched the video that I first saw of COVID. People were in a hospital bed having seizures.
No, but it weren't real.
That part weren't real.
I remember there was stuff going around on WhatsApp. You know, WhatsApp's the worst for videos.
Yeah,
Christ. Like, you see some shit on there. And like, there was voice notes going around saying, I am an NHS worker. I work for the ambulances. We've had this many deaths today. People are seizuring and all this shit. And it's just cap. But it's not that much of a lie because my cousin did actually die of COVID.
Yeah, no.
So it is a real thing. But at the same time, it was just such a bad plan.
People definitely died of COVID. There's no denying that. COVID was real. Like, whatever it was that we got was real. But the plan, the lockdown, everything, I don't think that was... COVID's still about
work,
now.
Stay inside, don't get to work.
Stay inside.
Especially England as well, we're such a joke of a country in a sense of like...
When it came to what we was doing there, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then what was the frustrating part was seeing other countries handle it so well.
Yeah, who handled... There was...
Australia.
Australia handled it well, then they went fucked.
They did.
They handled it well and then they went fucked.
Went downhill. But for the most part, at least they didn't have a crazy 2 years.
Yeah, because they just closed all their borders.
They just closed everything off and said, yeah, later. Yeah. Which is what you should have done.
Yeah,
because we were screaming.
Well, to be fair, me and you were flying out.
Yeah, we were.
You flew out.
We were flying out. We were flying out.
We koalas the system.
Yeah, we did. We enjoyed it as much.
We can
as we
say this now
could.
Because fuck it, like it's done now, isn't it? But we went on.
No. It was like, everyone did it. All right, cool.
Everyone
did it.
100%.
Everyone done it. If you didn't do it, you're lying.
Yeah, and we went. We went on it a couple times, and we had basically. Fake real COVID tests. And there was one time when the normal certificate, remember the normal thing didn't work?
Yeah.
And we was boarding. She was like, no, this isn't the one.
No. Wait.
You got Photoshop
up. Oh my God.
He got Photoshop up on his laptop while they're boarding. And they're like, come on, you're the last one's boarding. He's opened up his laptop, quickly just edited.
I did it.
Made two doctor's notes. The realest shit I've ever seen.
This was on the way back home.
Yeah, it was.
So we thought
he was going to get stuck.
We was about to get stuck in Cyprus. It was on our way back home. We tried to show the certificates. One was like, nah, that ain't running.
That's not the one.
That's not the one. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure I have it here. She's like, nah, that ain't it. So then imagine the desk is in front of me, right in front of me here. The woman is standing there. I've gone, oh, let me try and find it. Flicked my laptop out. She's a meter away from me.
Yeah, she's what? Like,
and I'm there whipping up two doctor's notes for me and Johnny. I've done it so fast. I'm sweating. And I've gone, oh, is it these ones? And she's gone, there it is. She's gone, yeah. Boarded the plane, came home. Oh my God, bro.
Christy. And don't worry, we did actually do COVID tests. But it doesn't mean you have the right to fly. So we weren't spreading nothing. We didn't have nothing.
We didn't have COVID.
That's why we're fucking going on with it.
Yeah, we did not have COVID. We did not help spread COVID.
No.
We made sure that we actually didn't have it.
But that didn't give you the right to fly. So we had to get a little,
A
little extra sign.
A little sign to help us, boost us along the way. But, yeah, I just feel like that whole thing was just a bit of a joke.
Yeah, it is. And I just, like I said, imagine if we went to war. I feel like it'd be such a collapse in society. Everyone's morals and everything would go out of the way. And I think that's how it actually would go, though. If the world was coming to like a fatality and it was looking peak, everyone does become selfish. Everyone becomes selfish and you think about your own and your friends and that's it. You know, like, really and truly, if we go back to fucking day dot and there's no hierarchy, nothing like that, you ain't going to...
Yeah.
If you deep it really, like, why am I going to go fight for some random government? They don't even care about me.
It's genuinely so true. No.
Only to go to war 10 years time, be bad mouthed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It makes you think though, innit? If there was something, how would we actually act? Like, let's say tomorrow you woke up, like, forget the £1 million thing. Let's forget all that. I'm genuinely speaking, like, you know that there's a fatality coming. Yeah. Are you not just going to bake off of your family and friends and be like, yeah, well, that's that? probably steal from the shop.
No, don't put that in. Cut that out.
Look, like, not pay for anything, kind of just go and do what you want, have fun. I'd do that.
Sad. I'd probably do the things that I've always wanted to do, but if you told me what do I always want to do, I couldn't tell you.
Same here. You got a bucket?
If I ain't got a bucket list, have I?
Fuck. I think I've done everything I want to do.
What would I want to do? Apart from travel different places, but pretty, I mean, if travel, the world's a war zone, then not really going to happen, is it? Because the airspace would be full.
Exactly.
So look, the airspace is locked off.
Yeah, so you are where you are.
Ships are all just Navy ships. Mm-hmm. You're stuck in this shithole. Hopefully war cracks out in like July, so it's warm, innit? Because if it's like February and that, that's extra long.
All this shit might just happen. Imagine we do this and in July, let's just not even tempt fate.
Nah, it's not going to happen, is it? And even if it does happen, like...
We're all right.
What can you do about it?
What can you do?
What can you actually do about it? You're fucked.
Yeah. No, we actually are.
Going a mad thing, innit? Just start. People will start coming out of their shell.
Oh, 100%. Me included. No. Okay. This is also... Oh, yeah. I wanted to put this in as well because we're actually talking about war, right? But I've seen too many people talk about how Iran have got missiles that can hit the UK. I'm telling you now, they do not. So don't worry about it.
How do you know that?
We are not going to be... They don't have that tech. We are not going to be chilling in the UK. Bro, go on TikTok and you'll see it. Obviously,
TikTok knows.
TikTok is saying...
TikTok
is saying, yo, we could get hit by a stray from Iran, blah, blah, blah. They can't hit us from here. Do you understand? We are completely fine when it comes to Iran trying to get us down from here. I promise you.
And on top of that... Unless you live in Central, if we're going off based on the last two wars, like my nan was an evacuee. She got evacuated when she was like 6. My nan's like 95 now.
Okay.
She got evacuated when she was 6. And obviously she used to live basically not Central London, but very deep into that proper London, innit? So she got evacuated to Reading. So it's like, you don't have to be that far out to not get bombed. Yeah. Unless they just start thinking, oh yeah, let me just randomly put one in the fucking countryside.
Well, to be fair, but then when there's war... there's actually rules, isn't it? Like there's rules to war.
Otherwise there's war crimes, yeah.
There's rules to war. So even with this war going on now, none of them can really be hitting civilians like that. The shit that landed in the Palm, all the shit that's like killed people, the airport situation, the hospital situation.
Hospital though, I do kind of see how they would want to do that because it's almost like you're getting rid of people's chance to get better. Yeah,
that's breaking the rules. Can't do that. During war, there's rules, bro. You can't do that. You can't hit the public. It's like, for example,
That's what actually makes it so weird and pathetic is that how is that actually rules in war? How is there rules?
Because it's nothing to do with us.
No, nothing to do with us. I'm just saying like, but then, if you was a person where, say, your country's been bombed to fuck and then they're just violating, are you going to go, oh, well, let me actually just... The only thing I see is that, oh, yeah, cool, you can't be killing civilians because it's nothing to do with them.
Mm.
But... Are you going to trust some absolute nutter who just wants to bomb the fuck out of things to stick to the rules?
Trust me, all these countries, these leaders with a red button, brothers, a lot of them don't care about it. So you're going to see like a lot of collateral during war. Like you're going to see a lot of people die. Like, I don't even want to get into that Israel-Palestine situation again, but you get the gist, innit? People ain't supposed to die who ain't on the front line during war. Me and you, people like me and you and all of us watching this should be calm. The reality of it is, it never happens, innit? You lot have seen World War movies. Do you think they're fighting on Wembley High Road? No, they go out in the fields, there's trenches, the war happens away from the public. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fast forward to today's day and age, they got ballistic missiles, nukes, all sorts of shit that could just drop out the sky and just take you out.
And that's just in Walmart.
And that's...
Bro, that's just in America. That's just in Walmart. No, I'm telling you, by a ballistic missile.
Like you can, like they've got all this kind of tech. So naturally, shit's hitting the fan.
Mm.
Like you're dropping shit from the sky and thinking no one's trying to hit a military base.
I bet the Americans are loving it.
Oh, bruv.
But they can't wait to pull the trigger.
They
can't wait. I went on some dirty brain rot, and it was just. It wasn't like an Instagram or no, it was. Instagram's quite fucked now. You can see a lot of things. You can see people die.
It's getting darker.
See people die on Instagram.
Yeah, it's getting darker.
And I was just going through my feed and it was just like, I think the actual username of the account was something like Daily Deaths.
Yeah,
why am I brain rotting that shit? Oh no, Twitter's the worst. Twitter's just porn, death, and politics. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Scroll through my feed and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Not good for you at night, trust me, I've done it.
Yeah.
The night scroll on X, I've
seen too many people in America die over an argument.
Yeah.
Come out and there's someone shoveling snow onto his things. He comes out of an AR-15 and just guns him down in front of his wife. What the fuck?
But they're trigger happy.
Yeah, they want to. They can't wait to.
Can't wait to.
I've seen someone get pushed back, whole clip into him.
What's the need?
You're going to do life.
Yeah, what is the need? And bro, they've got, no, but a lot of them, obviously state to state is different, isn't it? But a lot of them have rules that protect.
What's protecting you from a fucking 9mm fucking bullet?
Self-defense. See the self-defense?
Yeah, if someone breaks into your property. So, I can't lie. Some of America's rules are actually not well. I'm so glad that we never kept, obviously the guns we got here now are obviously just from World War II and they're rusty and we haven't really got gun crime too bad. Like,
we don't have gun crime.
Nah, not really. Not really. Knife crime is more of a thing. But America, the fact that, I just think it's mental how, I think they're too far gone now that you actually couldn't say, okay, oh, cool, guns are illegal. Because everyone has a gun.
No chance.
Everyone has a gun.
It's too far gone.
It's like, then the people that are good won't have weapons. And then the ones that, oh, I think, fuck that, I ain't giving my gun up.
Yeah.
Have a polished, fucking, fresh, nine millimeter.
I'm telling you.
You can get like mini Uzis, Tech Nines and that, bruv. Like,
from the shop.
Mental, bro.
And then, literally.
You got no chance.
What do you need that for?
No.
What the fuck do you need that for?
Even if you live in like fucking Compton or Detroit, why do you need that? That. Type 100 and it.
Yeah.
Just loading up the MG and
I just mow down a couple. Like, you could tell, oh, brother. Why do you, no, genuinely. All right, cool. I don't get it.
But having a pistol or a sidearm, I still don't get it because you can still kill someone in one bullet.
Yeah, it just takes one bullet.
All it takes is one bullet.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, cool. I get the self-defense thing to a certain extent. I think if I'm going to be dead honest, yeah, if someone was to break into my home
and they put a whole clip in them
and they had a weapon, I would love to have a gun with me at that point. No.
If I went to America and I got like, was it gold card?
Yeah.
Something like that. If I lived in America, I'd have a strap.
You'd have to.
Yeah,
But that's exactly why it happens.
Yeah, I know. I get it. That's why I'm saying they're too far gone.
Yeah.
I would have a gun because I know everyone else has got a gun.
That's literally the pattern now.
But it's like, so the way I think, imagine me and you both got guns, yeah? Mm. And we don't know each other. Mm. We're having a little argument. Now in the back of my head, I'm thinking, as soon as you reach for your pocket, it's kill or be killed.
Yeah.
It's bang.
That's it. But that's exactly why people have guns, bro. It's past the point of now, you're getting guns for self-defense against other people who got guns for self-defense because other people
got guns. I
know
you're going to kill someone because they're scared, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fucking long cycle, bro. That's why people have got to have them.
I ain't been American since I was about 10, but I think even if I go back, if I'm on a night out or anything, anyone tries to start on me, I can't even be asked.
I
don't want to get shot.
This is where that's
you could tell someone to fuck off. The next thing you know, you've got a gun to your head.
This is where I'm at now. Like the last time I went was 2019, and bro, I had anxiety the entire time.
Yeah.
Because I know, I'm thinking half the people I'm walking around right now,
it's
probably
trapped.
Got something, yeah, they're strapped. And I'm thinking, I ain't trying to look at someone the wrong way. And on top of that, obviously I'm not a judgmental prick, but like I see videos and it's what I see from when I'm here.
Yeah.
Don't blame me.
Brain rotting is no good though.
Brain rotting is not good because obviously
even not when it's death videos, even when it's just normal shit.
Yeah.
My phone sucks me in sometimes. And like, you know, when you're actually like that and you stop it and then you actually have to pull yourself away from the screen. It's bad. That's the biggest drug ever. Naughtiest drug, that is social media.
You know what?
Keep watching
keep watching though. Just watch
keep
this.
Keep brainwashing us. Just brainwash us.
This is better. All right, no, let me tell you something. I'll give you facts. Yeah. I feel like these are better to watch than like TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Well, all right, cool. If I showed someone 100 TikTok videos, they scroll through 100 TikTok videos, and then I showed them one episode of the Good Enough podcast, and I asked them the next day to tell me about the TikToks that they're not going to be able to tell me. But the podcast, they would, right? The TikTok thing, it fucks up all our lives in one way. Every time you scroll from one thing to the next, it's like
dopamine hit.
Quick dopamine hits.
Same with vaping,
all these quick instant things. And this is why we're addicted to it. And then, right? you've got all the things that you actually used to enjoy doing. I know some of you lot can relate to me now. Like things that you used to enjoy doing. Think about pre-COVID, yeah? Before TikTok ruined everyone's lives, yeah? Think about the stuff that you enjoyed doing. You don't enjoy doing it no more because your dopamine levels are all fucked up. Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. All your little dopamine levels that you were getting off, I don't know, running or playing sports or even going out with your brethren and that, now you don't want to go. You don't want to go, why?
Even like little moments that say you're waiting for the train. Most people go, I purposely try and not go on my phone as much as possible. But it's hard because this is my line of work. But like I try not to as much as possible. My pal Lou, he fucking wakes up. First, he falls asleep with TikTok on like that. He falls asleep with TikTok in his hand, which is so bad for your brain.
I think it's mad.
Mad. He falls asleep. he falls asleep with TikTok in his hand. He wakes up. As soon as he wakes up, the first thing he does is go on TikTok.
Nah, bro.
And when I'm in Thailand, I'm sleeping in the same bed with him and that.
Nah, bro.
He's waking up with TikTok, vape, Red Bull.
He needs,
first thing in the morning.
He's deep in, bro.
He's even got, so he climbs trees for a living, yeah? And he's even got to the point where obviously when he's climbing a tree, you can't really smoke a vape. So what he does when he gets a new vape is he'll make a dent in the vape so he can hang it in his tooth. So he's constantly...
Shut up.
So in his tooth the whole time he's climbing a tree. Yeah, you're a tramp, Lou, mate.
No, you're joking. He does that.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Nah, Lou, you got to sort that out, brother.
He's even got like a helmet, helmet has like a thing there and he has TikTok there. No, I'm joking.
Lou, I was going to say. Nah, Lou. No, does he actually do the dent thing?
No, he actually does that. Yeah.
Lou, brother,
see them big Lost Marys? He goes for like one a day.
Lou.
But the geezer's the fittest geezer I've ever met in my life. His cardio is different level. He's in shape as well.
It's the tree climbing that's saving you, brother.
I don't know. He's at football even. He's fucking rapid and he just doesn't run out of energy. Whereas if I have two puffs of someone's vape, I'm like, anxiety, my chest is...
Yeah, dead it in. Wow, bro. Fair up. You must have like a celestial body in that, but making a dent in a vape just to hang it in your mouth is crazy work. But yeah, the dopamine hits are nuts, people. That's what I'm talking about. Right?
But it's not even nice though. It's actually not a nice hit. It's more the thought of hitting it. I think, of course.
It's the thought. Keeping you at you.
Like, I never buy vapes, but if someone's got a vape and I'm preying it and then they're blowing the smoke in my face, without even thinking, I could be on my phone, which is another like bad dopamine thing, and I just go, give me that.
Yeah, let me get hit that.
You don't even think. When you're just sucking on a battery.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. And then brain rotting is just terrible.
It's bad now.
What are we going to do with this? Just constantly just going through, like flicking through.
What's your screen time? Should we actually check?
I don't think mine's that deep, you know?
I think mine's bad.
My mate Sonny's at one point was 11 and a half hours.
Mine's probably that. Let me check. Hold on. Checking now. How do I check this nonsense? I'm on it and it don't say.
I'm actually a gangster, bro. Mine's fucking, my daily average is 49 minutes.
Where the hell did you get?
49 minutes on my blower. What? Chat to me. None of yours is that.
I don't have it on.
Tell me yours ain't that. No one's in 49 minutes.
I turned it off, lads. I'm
in focus.
Oh shit.
See, I'm more in line than everyone.
Shit, I don't even want to talk about mine.
No, what is it?
No, this can't be right, bro.
My most used one is Waze. 16 hours and 21 minutes. Mine's 49 minutes. How is that actually my thing?
Your daily average, yeah?
That's my daily average. Look, that's actually my daily average. Look, 49 minutes.
This does... Oh, no, wait, but this says all devices. I'm on my computer bare.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no. This says all devices. How do I do it on my actual, just my phone?
No, it ain't, bruv. Look, Waze, Nationwide, WhatsApp. My first used after pickup. So when
look. This is my phone.
Oh, 5 hours, 21.
5 hours. If you put my Mac
why
in
is
it...
Mine how come I'm be 49 minutes?
If you
minutes?
Add my Mac into it, it goes to 16 hours.
How come I'm be 49 which, minutes?
That makes perfect sense because I'm on my Mac all the time. But my phone, I'm not. I was about to say, bro, do I spend 16 hours on my phone? I've got no life, bro.
Apparently, I just fucking... My top...
That means all I do is sleep for 8 hours, wake up and sit on my phone.
I don't think mine's right, to be fair. Like, I know I'm not that bad on my phone, but I don't think mine's right.
Surely not, bro. You spend time on your phone. You got to.
Yeah.
You actually have to.
Waze is my most. You know, I'm flying them on a sly.
Shotting backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, look, boys, where's the girl? That's what I'm trying to say. Dopamine hits. To be fair, my most used one's WhatsApp. I don't know, that's horrible. That's horrible.
At least mine ain't TikTok, though. I thought mine was going to be. To be fair, I was subconsciously trying not to use it.
Same.
Should we do this? Should we do this? Carl, I really want to do this game.
Okay, fine.
Do you not want
to
do
it? To be fair, we're rounding up.
We should have done it at the start.
We should have done it at the start.
We should have. That would have been a good icebreaker.
That actually would have been. But yeah, we've got a little game that we're going to play pretty
much. It's a stupid game. We've made it up, innit? Like, it's a fucking stupid game. We was doing it at his house the other day where we both say a sentence each and you basically just try and say something outrageous and make a little anecdote or a story. So.
That's pretty much it. We're going to do it with every single guest that comes on here from now.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you're on a pod, you can't, sometimes I overthink what I'm going to say. Where when I'm sitting at yours, I just say anything.
You got to be careful.
You can't be, you got to be politically correct to some extent online.
Politically correct.
Someone's going to cry over something.
Basically, yeah. And now it's too scary to do.
Do you want to start or should I start?
I'll start it. Once upon a time.
There was a man.
Outside of primary school.
He had the binoculars out.
As he was looking for something.
And then he found it. Two balls.
That were stuck in a tree. Saved it for a bit.
Fuck, I'm on acid, he said. So now he's hallucinating.
That's not a tree. Yeah. Go on. Go on.
I'm trying to think.
That's not a tree. What is it?
That's a four-wheeled bike.
Oh, fuck's sake. Fuck's sake. Where do I go from there, Troy? You actually let me. You've killed me, bro. That's a four-wheeled bike.
Yeah. Which ain't even a bike.
Which is practically a car. Nah, you gotta save it. See, I was going somewhere dark. I brought it back for you.
Fuck. We was doing this so quick. Hey, we was doing this so quick.
Nah, do you know what it is? Let me tell you what it is. It's hard on here, but when we was doing
Because when you're here, you kind of, like, some things go through my head, my dark mind, and I start thinking, no, so I'm not.
We were so close to touch, we were touching cloth there with the dark stuff.
Yeah.
But we know we could have gone, like, we done one at mine. I can't even remember how.
We was creasing.
But we was dying. But I feel like, when we get guests on. We got to do it.
Let me pick up. We'll go on. We'll just say, fuck it. What, from the last line?
That's not a car. It's a four-wheel bike. Which
is practically a car. Reminds me when I gave that crackhead brain.
Oh my fucking days, bro.
In the car, come on.
Oh, is it in the car?
Yeah. What it reminds me of.
Oh, reminds me when I gave that crackhead brain. Oh, Johnny, bruv. I've done. I can't.
We got to do a good one, though, because we done it so smooth and we wasn't even hesitating. It was just bomb, 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 bomb. You could clip them up and make a story and it'd be like, you know, when you was younger and you used to do them pieces of paper and like you do it with your friend. And like you draw the head, then you'd fold it,
and your mate draws the body, the thing.
Then you fold it and you see what it comes out. It's like that basically, but on a story game. But that was weak. We need to do that again. That was actually poor. It's our game. We invented it and we just shit at it.
All right, go on then.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll try.
Try and make a longer sentence.
Okay. What, right. A new story.
Shall I start?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll start easy. I was riding my bike to work one day.
When I noticed something strange out of the corner of my eye.
Four men standing on top of each other, like a ladder.
I wonder what these men were doing, so I went up to them.
As I approached them, I smelt some weird smell. You take that how you want it, mate.
I've got it, wait. And then I noticed, wait, it's just my upper lip.
A thought I could smell prick. Last night was a bit of a blur, to be fair.
Anyway, back to these four men.
I walk over, hand shaking, mouth dribbling. God.
Hi, boys. What are you up to?
No reply.
I pressed my hand firmly against the one closest to me to try and get his attention.
Only to realise it was a billboard with four men on it. Shit, man. I should stop smoking crack.
The end. The end. That was good.
Well, we'll get better. You know how rusty I feel being here?
I feel rusty.
I need to get into the groove.
We're not in flow state, but to be fair, it's actually a good first episode. But we actually got mad stuff coming.
Yeah, we do. We have a... Actually, we don't want to give other podcast ideas.
Yeah, do you not? Also.
What?
Do you lot, before we go, I've got news. Did you know, yeah? We've already had to go through this and we'll go through it again. We've done it last year. We do it again this year. Do you remember that there used to be another Good Enough podcast?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was
they weren't a Good Enough podcast. They weren't.
They were sending for us.
But they weren't a podcast. There was a Zoom call and they got like 5 views. I'm just saying
sportsmanship.
No, I'm not saying we didn't copy them, did we? Obviously, like, we're not.
Oh, they were definitely around before us.
Yeah, but we didn't copy
them. We didn't copy their whole thing.
You come up with the name.
Literally in my crib.
Yeah.
So look, there was a Good Enough podcast and they was gunning for us all the time, like violating us, whatever. Cool, bit of like friendly competition, yeah? Guys, there's another Good Enough podcast. A new one.
I fuck the ops.
No.
Fuck you.
Let me show you what it is.
Are they any good?
It's middle-aged women.
Oh. So they're going to talk about... They probably hate us. Talk about nothing that we talk
about.
We're
ruining their SEO a little bit, but they've come up in front of us now.
What?
Look, Good Enough with Natasha Legaro and Sabrina...
Don't even give it... No. We're not doing that.
Here you go. Look,
we're the only fucking Good Enough podcast,
I'll give you an episode,
mate.
Look, have a little look at that. There's another Good Enough podcast, guys. And it comes up when you search us. So we're going to change that. Now that we're back, it's going to upset.
They're not even in a podcast studio. They're fucking Skyping each other.
Yeah.
I'm not even being a hater.
You already know the vibes.
They obviously didn't. They didn't copy us Good Enough.
They didn't copy.
They look like they're American as well.
I think so. I think they are.
Your new go-to weekly podcast, comedians Natasha and Sabrina.
Yeah. So it comes up when you comedians, search us, guys. Yeah. Again. So we're now dealing with a new set of people. And that's completely fine. Don't worry, we'll just knock it out of the park again.
I'd be surprised if they were funny though, no hate.
No hate.
I'd say like 10% of women are actually funny.
Brother, on that note.
No, this is my opinion.
On that note.
Okay. All right, female comedians, when they're on stage, they're not funny.
Oh boy.
How was that? But it'd be all right if a woman said, oh, men this, men that.
I think Nella Rose is funny.
I said 10% of people. Nella Rose is funny. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
No, I do.
I'm not going to say names, but there's certain like comedians that go on stage and they're like live at the Apollo and it's just like...
Oh, yeah, they're shit houses. Yeah.
How is this funny?
Men are just better.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, well, better everything. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. No, I never said
he
anything.
He said it.
No, of course we don't think that.
But I do actually generally don't find a lot of women funny. That's just my opinion. I'm not being fucking again. Yeah, I ain't got anything opinion. Against women. It's just
different humor. Different
from
humor.
What I've seen, comedians that yeah.
But if you can send Johnny a good female comedian that'll make him laugh,
yeah.
Do that instead.
But yeah, send me your mum or your sister.
Yeah, all that. You know what I mean? And then send me your mum and your sister. But. Oh, also, now, genuinely, before I go, actually,
but me, we're rounding this off eight times.
We've rounded it off too many times.
You're edging it for them. You're edging it.
I actually promised the boys I'll do this. I tried to shout him the other day, but these guys that really, really mess with the podcast, proper don't know their names, but I know that they'll know that who they are because if I call them like IC and his brother, IC3000, no idea, don't know the names, not gonna, maybe they don't want to disclose their names anyway, but these lot was rocking with the podcast. Yeah. Genuinely watching the episodes way till way after we was posting them, whatever not, and then hitting me up to talk about them. But they was going through hard times with their pops was ill.
Shit.
And it was keeping them, the podcast was that, keeping them active and that. Unfortunately, the pops has passed now.
No way, man.
Recently. So I just wanted to shout both of them out and say, yeah, appreciate fucking you up. Rocking with the boys. Sorry about your dad. We already know.
Yeah, man. Sorry about your man. Hopefully you're...
It's a dark time. We're obviously ending on dealing with it a bad right, note. But the good thing is they've shouted me and they're okay. So, you know, strong boys, you know what I mean? And this episode, hopefully... Something new to watch, get you back on your feet. You know what I mean? RIP Pops though, every time.
RIP, man. Appreciate the love boys as well. It's, yeah. That's lovely to say that.
I had to, bro. I tried to ask him, I think it was either this morning or last night. I said like, yo, tell me your name so I can actually shout you properly. But they didn't get back to me. But yeah, man. They were proper, two nice guys, bro.
Sick.
Two nice guys, both brothers and that.
Sick.
But yeah. But yeah, on that note, lads, we'll be back next week. We've got different stuff coming. I think we're going to have a guest on next week.
Yeah, so... we got a couple good guests coming on.
Yeah.
We do.
Like, good episode back. Welcome back. We're going to stay consistent. Honestly, we are. We got like a... like.
Can
a...
I say something as well?
Yeah, if you want.
I feel like this season, I feel like I want to be... I feel like I want to be less... Oh, I can't say this and that. I feel like we should just say what the
just
fuck
get,
we want.
Just get loose.
I can't lie. The way the world's going at the minute, you look at all these people blowing on kick or doing all this stuff. People say whatever they want anymore. And I don't think our opinions are wrong.
They're just our opinions, bro.
They're just our opinions. And it's not as if we have terrible, bad fucking opinions.
Yeah, a lot of the
shit. I think a lot of people would agree with the things we're saying. And sometimes it's just throwaway comments. So I feel like this season, I am going to be 2017 Johnny Carey.
Oh, that's dark. Oh, yeah. We're finished.
I think that's where we're going.
We're finished.
I think that's where we're going.
All right, well,
who would want that? Let me know if you just want me to think, fuck it, and just... put everything out there. And then the thing is, if I risk getting backlash, then you lot need to back me. That's the only thing.
Yeah, we
do. But I'm at the point where I actually don't really care anymore.
Need a strong army. So like, if we are going to do that...
Because you know how good you'd feel if we actually just sat down here and like, we're 90% ourselves when we sit here. If we was 100% ourselves.
It'd be nasty. Not nasty, like, No. It'd be, a lot of people get offended, but yeah, a lot of people would agree.
But the thing is, the way we talk would just be like a normal boys group chat.
Yeah, facts. We'd be like your standard group chat on your phone right now.
Exactly.
So, you know, obviously a lot of the stuff we want to say is touch tight. Like we don't actually...
it's a conversation.
Yeah, we don't actually let everything out that we want to say. Like even talking about this war that we was talking about, if I was to say how I actually felt about it... Do you know what I mean? But I'm just giving you lots of facts.
Light-hearted, yeah, you know, yeah, what I mean? You know what I mean? Of course.
Yeah. So we'll see how that one goes, boys and girls.
But yeah, subscribe today if you haven't already. Like the video. We are back. Tell your friends to tell a friend. See you later.
Take care.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.